Ministry leaders say North Korea's rhetoric must be taken seriously. Boko Haram hit close to home for gospel workers in Nigeria. And there's a new kid on the block in Zambia. We'll take a look at each headline on today's edition of Mission Network News, a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. It's being called a real and clear danger. Those were the words of U.S. Defense Secretary Chuck Hagel speaking about the saber-rattling of North Korea's President Kim Jong-un, who's threatening missile strikes against South Korea and the United States. Open Doors' Jerry Dykstra agrees it's a concern, but especially for Christians who smuggled out a letter describing the war hype.
They, in that letter, describe the warlike atmosphere and describe it as a gun in one hand and a hammer in another. All their Army, Navy, strategic rocket troops, Red Guards, Red Youth Guards, and women are being armed. They'll be ready for battle.
This high war, worship the president rhetoric will pose problems for Christians.
Christians need to be more careful of their actions. You know, if they don't take part in some of this activity, that they will be accused of being traitors.
Next, Nigeria is under siege. The Islamist militant group Boko Haram has made a mission out of reshaping the country into a Muslim nation under Sharia law. Since 2009, Boko Haram has claimed over 3,000 lives. The latest attack in Adamawa State hit too close to home, says Christian Aid Mission's Africa director, Brittany Tedesco.
They actually attacked a prison in an area right near one of the mission fields where Christian Aid supports some missionaries there.
Boko Haram released over 100 prisoners, too. The barrage of attacks has directly affected the ministry Christian Aid supports.
They haven't been able to use that headquarters office. It's a place they've been renting for more than 20 years. And so right now, they're just having to work out of the ministry leader's home.
Ask God to protect the workers. They're moving forward with the gospel.
They have identified another unreached people group that they are committed to reaching. And so far, they are reaching about 17 unreached people groups.
This is Mission Network News. One of India's notorious trademarks is its tortoise-like legal system. Lindsay Ackerman with Grand Rapids, Michigan-based Mission India says,
we actually have a case that's been pending for 3.5 years.
Earlier this week, their case was postponed again until May 31st.
There's just been excuse after excuse and delay after delay.
In 2009, Mission India staff was attacked.
In the middle of the night, a mob of about 20 Hindu extremists burst into the building where they were having this training and dragged people out of the rooms and beat them.
Believers were arrested on false charges and later released, but are called to court each month. They're still telling people about Jesus, though.
What they have seen and heard, they can't keep it to themselves, so we want to pray for that.
Pray also for new children's Bible clubs starting this week. There's a special matching fund where you can double the impact for $1. Check out our website for more. Meanwhile, broadcasting live TV online is the next step for a network with Sat7, a Christian satellite television ministry to the Middle East and North Africa. Sat7 Turk will allow viewers to call in with their comments and questions about Christianity. The live programming will be used to reach the newer generation of Turks. Pray for Sat7 Turk as they transition to this expansion. If you'd like to receive free prayer bookmarks from Sat7, we'll have that information at the close. And Kasuba is the Bemba word for sun. It's also the name for Bright Hope International's Zambia's newest partner village. Nestled in a remote corner of the Simfaya district, it has limited access to the world outside. However, Bright Hope has a long history in the region. The projects they've started are now self-sustaining. The newest outreach began just 3 weeks ago, starting with church leader training. Pray for literal and spiritual growth. It'll be a brighter future in the days ahead. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. The Middle East and North Africa need prayer. Sat7 wants to help you pray with a free set of Sat7 bookmarks. They're a great resource to start your prayer group or missions discussion. Keep one in your Bible and give the others away as a reminder to pray for Sat7's ministry in the region. Get your free bookmarks by calling 1-800-995-4828 or click on the link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.